Igor Milicic and Zakai Ziegler absolutely made their presence known in their first game back after missing the Florida game, paced out alongside Jimmy Himes. Tennessee gets back-to-back wins after an 85-81 win over Missouri. And Jimmy, if you had to describe Zakai and Igor tonight, what's the one word you would use to describe their performance?
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Considering they missed the last game, considering Milicic had flu-like symptoms and Ziegler was coming off a hyperextended knee, and for them to play the way they did, they were to have 42 combined points.
They did.
They had 13 combined assists, 13 combined rebounds. They were 6 of 7 combined on three-point shots. Milicic was 8 of 10 from the field. I thought it's the best game Milicic has played in Tennessee uniform. I thought he was unbelievable. And for Ziegler to hit 4 out of 4 on threes.
Yes.
In his previous game, he was 1 of 11.
I know. Yeah.
On threes.
That was the biggest change and improvement. Yeah.
So I thought those two were just unbelievable. They were the best players on the court for Tennessee, and they helped spark this win over a really good Missouri team.
Yeah, and crucial free throws late in the game both pushed them to 21 points even to end the night. You mentioned it being one of the best games for the transfer in Igor Milicic. Against Kentucky, had that game been a win for Tennessee, I would argue that that was probably his next best game with 19 points. His only other best scoring night, I think, came against Chattanooga, where he put up 23 points. But you can just see that here in the second half of this season, and then specifically in the second half of this game against Missouri, Igor Milicic has absolutely been the spark on offense that this team needs, especially with how tenacious he is around the rim. His putback tip-in that he had actually ended up sparking an 11-1 run for Tennessee, and a three-pointer led to 3 separate 3-pointers by Tennessee to give them their first lead since the beginning of the game there in the opening minutes of the second half, and that was the turning point in this game.
Well, this he leads the team in rebounding, and he showed up again with 10 tonight. He's got a really good nose for rebounding. I never thought when they signed him that he would be a guy that would lead the team in rebounding, but he has done that, and he's been really consistent with that. His shooting has not been as consistent, but hey, if you go 8 for 10 from the field and 2 for 3 on threes, that's pretty darn good. And the block shots. I mean, he had 4 blocks and 5 assists as well. It's just everything he did tonight, I thought he was really good. And he hit a couple of free throws late when Tennessee was trying to put the game away.
What I thought was really interesting about how Igor started that second half, those first 4 minutes of the second half, he had essentially the same exact stat line that he did in his first 12 minutes of play in the first half. He was 3 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from the three-point line. He had, I think, 3 rebounds, a steal, and a couple of blocks. So just the way that he came out in the second half, we heard Rick Barnes in the post-game presser just talk about how proud he was of the team.
It's important to make the right decisions. Like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Their effort in the second half.
Yeah, in the second half. Wasn't as proud of the first half.
I don't think anyone was.
No, he was. And what was interesting is that Tennessee actually shot the ball well in the first half, but they trailed.
Yes.
And they were down by 11 points at the start of the second half, and yet they were tearing it up from three-point range at that point. They were like 8 out of 11 on threes and shooting over 50%. You're thinking, they're down by 11. They're shooting that well. They're in trouble.
Yes.
Well, they weren't.
Scoreboard, yeah. And it's not that way.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, they had that 11-1 run. And they had so many different players that contributed, but none more than what Milicic and Ziegler did for this team tonight.
And I think that kind of bleeds into maybe our second takeaway following this back-to-back win for Tennessee. It's that their shot selection got a lot better. Mm-hmm. You can notice in these last couple of games that they've gotten a lot more aggressive from the paint. And then the three-point shooting hasn't been any better than it has been all season than it was tonight. 10 from 15, they averaged 8.5. And what was really nice was the Zakai Ziegler three-pointer late in the game gave Tennessee 3 from the wing, and Mizzou calls a timeout. I don't think they could get the timeout called fast enough, but it was just really impressive the way that their IQ is really kind of developing there on offense.
Yeah, and Tennessee from three-point range entered this game in SEC games only, shooting 30%. That's not very good. And the other stat that was concerning to me was that of all teams in the SEC, percentage of field goal attempts, Tennessee had the highest percentage of three-point attempts of any team in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's really not what you want. They're not a great three-point shooting team.
I mean, Rick Barnes said after they had 45 that they're not a roster built for that.
Right, right. So tonight, the shot selection was very good. I thought that was a big improvement on what they had done some previous games. Look, the last 6 minutes of the game, Tennessee made one field goal. Okay.
So one they had a half-minute scoring drought.
And they had to do it from the foul line.
Yeah.
There was a stretch where they made 12 out of 13. They ended the game making 17 out of 21 free throws in those last 6 minutes, which helped them salt the game away. But I really thought the shot selection was much better. They were accurate with it. And then we mentioned Ziegler. We mentioned Milicic. Chaz Lanier had a couple of threes. So they really shot well from three-point range. When they shoot like that, they're pretty hard to beat.
One thing that maybe is flying under the radar, and it's our third point, is the last four opponents, now if you consider Missouri to be the fourth one.
Let me interrupt just a second. Points in the paint.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. Tennessee had won the battle of points in the paint 34-18. Against Florida, it was 34-14. And remember, this is a team that lost the points in the paint to Florida 40-14 the first time they played. So that leads to your shot selection. You're getting the ball inside, and you're getting production for Mac Parra and other players.
Yeah, so just to kind of wrap it up into our third point, the way that Tennessee's been able to handle the opponent's offenses, the last four opponents. So the last four opponents, they are top 17 in the country in scoring offenses. What has Tennessee's defense done? Limited all of them to below their scoring averages, and that remained true tonight. Closely, though, against Missouri, as they averaged 83 points a night, only giving up 81 tonight. But absolutely impressive what this defense is able to do.
Well, they completely shut down Florida.
Yes.
Now, Missouri's a little bit different. Missouri is a very good shooting team. They actually shoot 48.6% from the field, which is one of the best big numbers in the nation. They shot 41.7% against Tennessee. So that's pretty good defense. And you say, well, wait a minute. Missouri scored 81 points. A lot of those points came late in the game when they were driving to the basket, drawing fouls. They hit a couple of threes, and it just ended up being a back-and-forth free-throw shooting contest the last few minutes. So I thought Missouri's 81 points were a little bit misleading on how well I thought Tennessee's defense played.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with UConn and the Lady Balls tomorrow, I'll have an interview with Holly Warlick and LVFL Alexis Hornbuckle. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on that content, and then post-game reports coming up after that matchup. Paige Dower, Jimmy Himes, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.